If the future of Kali Yuga is already set to be degraded, can we do anything to stop it? Yes. There are two different things over here. That at a broad level, certain things are set. But at an individual level, we all can be agents of change. So, just like if there is going to be rains, you know, we cannot stop the rains. But if we know the rains are going to be there, we can have a raincoat with us. We can have an umbrella with us. We can inform others. They can have an umbrella. They can have a raincoat. And although the rains are there, we don't have to get wet if we are prepared. Similarly, yes, the society will get degraded. But it doesn't mean that we have to get degraded. And you know, in society also, if you look at history of the world, you know, all the major changes have begun with a small but significant minority. There are a small group of people who are together, they want to make a positive change. And from them, the change radiates outwards, and then it becomes a mass change. So it is also described that although the Kali Yuga is a dark age, Krishna never abandons any age. So Krishna comes as the holy name, Kali Kale Nama Rupe Krishna Avatar, and he offers himself by taking shelter of whom we can protect ourselves. And he comes as Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu and said that after his descent for 10,000 years, there's going to be a golden age. So although Kali Yuga itself is dark, there is a golden age that is going to be there for the next 10,000 years. And therein, we can all become agents of change. By being spaced, although there will be degradation at a social level, at an individual level, we can be agents for the elevation of human consciousness. And for the future, in the distant future, there is going to be degradation. But in the near future, we can all become a part of the elevation that is also going to come.